This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We have Josh Burns in the studio. We have Anna Byrne, CEO of Equality.
Anna Brown.
Anna, oh, God, what is going on with names? See, the whole thing, this legislation has completely messed with my head. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Macca. Hi, Chas. Hi, Josh.
Good morning.
So, you heard, in case you didn't hear all of what Warren said, Warren Entsch said in the current form he wouldn't vote for this bill. He's glad it's gone to committee. It's not ideal. He doesn't really want the bill at all. So can we have an update from you, Anna, as to where it's at? I know you live in Melbourne, but I think you spend most of your time in Canberra at the moment. Tell us where it's at the moment and what your gut tells you.
Well, we saw, I mean, it was a really intense week this week, but we were on the ground in Canberra and really trying to get the message out quickly about our concerns with the legislation and talking to people like Warren, but also really any parliamentarian that would meet with us to explain just how concerning the bill is and the fact that it would wind back hard for protections for women, people with disability, our communities, and ironically, even people of faith. So we were calling for a joint inquiry. So we thought it was really important that the Parliament take the time to ensure the impacts of the bill on vulnerable groups were heard by ideally both members of both the Senate and also the House of Representatives. Because we know that there is such a level of concern, the bill is incredibly complicated, and many parts of it are unprecedented. So we very much support the bill going off to an inquiry, but it's also really vital that that inquiry allows sufficient time. And we're concerned at the moment that the reporting date in early Feb just simply doesn't allow that time.
So what happens in this inquiry? What does it do?
Well, that's the other part of the process that's unclear to us. So we wrote to the attorney yesterday seeking a meeting to discuss the inquiry and the process and timeline. The Human Rights Committee is a bit different to other committees. It's established by legislation, and it's previously inquired into 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, so it's looked at these sorts of issues before. But we want to make sure that there is sufficient time for organisations and individuals to make written submissions, but then also that there's public hearings that are transcribed in Hansard rather than the closed hearings we saw in the Ruddock inquiry process. I mean, it's absolutely vital that as much light as possible is shone on the risks of this legislation and its impact on our communities.
We've got Josh in the studio. Is there anything you'd like to ask him specifically, Anna?
Well, I guess, Josh, I mean, it's strange to ask you questions on air, but yeah, we're keen to see Labor come out. And Labor's already come out and support a joint select committee, which we were supportive of as well. We saw the statement, the media release on Thursday with the broad statement of principle that laws that protect people of faith from discrimination shouldn't override or come at the expense of existing protections for other communities. So I guess my question for Josh is, on his view, does the bill sort of pass that test at the moment? Obviously, we say that it doesn't. Mm. And we'd, if for some reason, if politics are played in the chamber next week and the vote is somehow brought on, even though there's been a referral made to an inquiry, what would Labor do in that position?
Mm. Two good questions, Anna. And I am in constant contact with Equality Australia, and Ghassan and I, who works for Equality Australia, had a good conversation during the week. And yeah, it is weird for Anna and I to be talking on air because we usually chat in my office in Parliament. But Anna, it's two good questions. Let's deal with the second one first, because I think it's a more straightforward answer. It won't come to a vote in the House of Representatives because the majority of people in the House of Representatives don't support it in its current form. If it did, then Scott Morrison wouldn't have been in a weak position to be forced, not only by the request of the Labor Party as set out by Mark Dreyfus, but also by people of his own party. So the majority of the House of Representatives don't want to vote on this next week, and I would put myself in the same category. Clearly, why don't we want to vote on it? Because there are parts of the bill that we don't support. And while Scott Morrison might want to create wedges for us, that's not how you deal with pieces of legislation of this serious nature. So I would say to you, Anna, that that clearly the majority and the will of the House of Reps isn't in favour of this bill. We're in favour of it being considered. I think the timing of this is important. We are potentially not going to come back to Parliament because the election might be early next year. The wheels are really falling off the Morrison government. They've had seven members cross the floor this week. So let's see if it even does come back to the Parliament. But going to the first point, I think, yeah, as people who are listening would recognise, there are hard-fought wins that have been made over a long period of time. And people need to feel proud in Australia and to be feel confident that they are not going to be discriminated against on whether it be their religion, their sexuality, their gender, whatever attributes you have. And I think that we can have a serious discussion in this country about getting that balance right, making sure that people of faith aren't discriminated against. You know, I don't want to see Islamic people or Jewish people or Sikh people or anyone of faith in this country discriminated against. I want people to feel confident. But at the same time, I think we can all agree that discrimination against anyone on the basis of their gender, sexuality, or any other part of their of who they are isn't fair, isn't right, and shouldn't be legislated.
Thanks, Joss. Anna, we've got 30 seconds before we break to the news. Final comment from yourself?
Well, I guess I just wanted to highlight that we're really worried, not just because of the overriding of protections in general, but Victoria has been singled out, really. In new efforts in this version of the bill that go beyond the previous draft that would seek to override the legislation that's being debated in the Victorian Parliament at the moment that would actually strengthen protections against discrimination for our communities. So as the states and territories move forward and progress with reforms that protect our communities, what's really disturbing about this is the federal government is clawing back that progress. It's an extraordinary act of overreach.
What a coincidence, Anna.
Is it a coincidence?
That the federal coalition would introduce legislation that would override legislation that the Victorian opposition used to support, now don't. Matthew Guy's playing submarine, running deep and running silent. I find it, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's by design.
We need to win the next election, gentlemen.
Well, can I urge people listening also?
Yes.
We do have an urgent action up online on our website. Ahead of next week, we're really urging everyone in the community out there to email their local MP, and your responses will also go to the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition. And raise your concerns about this legislation and how it will impact on you, the people you love, and the people in your community.
Thanks, Anna. That's a great call to action this morning. Just go straight to the Equality Australia website and follow the prompts. Thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you.
Josh, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Thanks for being prepared to come in and put up with us.
Really quickly, I go back to 2001. When the community in Victoria jammed the fax machines and the mailboxes of state MPs and federal MPs on legislation, and it got us the same-sex relationships bill. Don't ever forget that acting as a voter and acting as a member of the community makes a difference. Be heard.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.